Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, as we head into our spring election on Tuesday, some final thoughts in the race that many are calling the most important in the country this year. Also, we'll hear from three Chi-High students and the advisor to their Skills USA team headed to Madison this week. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Well, early voting is over, and now Election Day is Tuesday. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. all across the state this Tuesday, April 1st. No fooling. This year's spring nonpartisan election includes statewide races for state Supreme Court and superintendent of public instruction, local elections for city councils, town boards, school boards, and local judgeships, and a constitutional amendment to put the state's voter ID requirement in the state constitution. Also, there are some school referendums being decided. For instance, the New Auburn School District asking voters to exceed the revenue limit by $750,000 each year over the next five. That would fund operational costs like student programs, transportation, staff wages, and regular building maintenance. And Lake Holcomb School District asking voters to approve $900,000 per year for the next 3 years. And while there are a couple of statewide races, the one garnering the most attention is that for state Supreme Court. Left-leaning Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is stepping down after a number of years on the court, and that puts the 4-3 liberal majority in some doubt, as former Republican Attorney General, current Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel, is squaring off against Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford. And in the news this weekend even, Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call has filed a lawsuit against Doge's Elon Musk for allegedly awarding people money to vote. Musk, due to be in Green Bay today to try and influence the state Supreme Court election on Tuesday. Musk announced on X that he plans to hand out $2 million to people to be petition spokesmen. Wisconsin law bars giving someone anything of value to induce them to vote or to refrain from voting. The chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, joined Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar in Eau Claire on Saturday afternoon to try to fire up those who are going to go and knock doors one last time before Tuesday's election. Wickler says
Elon Musk clearly broke the law when he posted that he wanted to give $1 million checks in appreciation for people taking the time to vote. It is a crime to offer someone anything worth more than $1 as a reward for voting or to offer it as an incentive to vote. And here Elon Musk wants to give away $1 million checks. So he deleted that tweet, which suggests he knew that he had crossed the line, but his post itself was a crime.
Wickler says what is clear
is that Musk thinks he's above the law, that he doesn't want any check or balance on his power. He is attacking Social Security in defiance of law. He is firing folks from the Veterans Administration. And here he wants to buy the Wisconsin court system as well. And Brad Schimmel, who has said that he's running to be Trump's support network, has essentially waved his hand and said that he will give a rubber stamp to whatever illegal attacks are happening if Musk will bankroll his campaign.
Wickler says
at this point, the public really has a clear choice between Susan Crawford, who's the kind of independent judge who acts with integrity based on what the law says, and Brad Schimmel, who's willing to sell out Wisconsin in order to advance his political career.
Wickler says Musk has now put more money into this race than any judicial election in the history of the United States of America.
He's given $3 million to the Wisconsin GOP. He's given more than $20 million through his PACs. He's given $1 million check. He's promised two more. That's $26 million and counting.
Wickler says that's an obscene, ludicrous amount of money.
And it means that in this race, it's not only at this point about his power to buy Brad Schimmel and the fact that Brad Schimmel is willing to sell, but it's also his attempt to demonstrate to the whole country that he has unchecked total power, that he can buy whatever election he wants. So all politicians need to do is whatever Elon Musk says, and they'll be on his good side and they will win.
Meanwhile, during a 10-minute interview last Sunday during a service at Oasis Church in Eau Claire, Schimmel said he's been a public servant for over 35 years.
You know, growing up, our parents taught us you should always try to leave things better than you found them. And my dad taught us that as when he was our scoutmaster. And that's always something that when I got into my career as a public servant after law school, I've always had that as my motto, leave it better than you found it. And as people come in to the DA's office when I was there, or the attorney general's office, and now to my courtroom as a judge, I always look at them and I look at the troubles they're having, the suffering they're experiencing. And I asked the question, how can I make things better than I found them when these people came into my life? And that's motivated my public service.
During his interview at Oasis Church in Eau Claire last Sunday, Schimmel also talked about serving as a circuit court judge in Waukesha County.
I've had people that I have had to sentence to prison who have, on the way out of the courtroom, said thank you. And the reason why is because I treated them with respect. I asked them questions like about their children. Do you wish you could be a better role model? Do you wish that things could be different for you? Do you want to make those changes in your life? And because they walked out feeling some respect from a person in a black robe who's a stranger, I hope that I helped change their lives and maybe that moved their journey forward to do better.
Yeah,
we're all redeemable.
Schimmel says the direction of his own life changed in his late 20s.
Going back, giving it up to God, and seeing this as the two-way street, trying to put aside my arrogance that I'm self-sufficient aside, I recognized that everything about my life had to change. And in that rebirth, I recognized, too, that my job was not a job or a career. It was a vocation, and it's a calling.
Meanwhile, Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler, during a stop in Eau Claire on Saturday, said Schimmel's opponent, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford's life story is one of public service.
She was the oldest of four kids in her family. She had a little sister with special needs. So she became a protector at an early age, making sure that her sister could get to school safely, that she would be okay as she got through the day. She took that instinct into her work as a prosecutor, fought for public safety, fought to hold corporations who broke the law accountable in state government. She oversaw environmental regulation, the enforcement of environmental rules at the Department of Natural Resources, and served in state government until Scott Walker came in. Then she decided it was time to have a different focus.
Crawford is a Chippewa Falls native. Again, the election is Tuesday. Polls open across the state, 7 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. And our final segment on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO, focusing on Skills USA. It's a partnership of students, teachers, and industry working together to ensure America has a skilled workforce. Skills USA helps each student excel. They provide educational programs, events, and competitions that support career and technical education in Wisconsin and the nation's classrooms. And this week, on Tuesday and Wednesday, they'll be holding the 52nd annual Skills USA Wisconsin State Leadership and Skills Conference in Madison at the Alliant Energy Center. And students from Cadott High School, New Auburn High School, and also Chippewa Falls Senior High will be on hand. In addition, competitive events will also be held at the Madison Area Technical College on Wednesday. The students will be part of the more than 1,750 middle, high school, and college post-secondary students, over 200 teachers, and more than 300 industry volunteers working in more than 75 competitions, often comprising a few team members. Students will work against the clock and each other, proving their expertise in competitions in a wide array of skills. Chi-Hi Skills Advisor Tim Pometlow explains more about Skills USA Wisconsin.
Basically, it's an organization that works with the workforce, careers in the workforce, mostly trades, but also it's a wide variety. We can go everywhere. All the courses we offer here at Chi-Hi we call it CTE, underneath that category, and mostly trades. So we deal with, could be from welding to woods, to problem solving, engineering. There's the actual medical categories that are also in it, business, speech, just a wide variety of activities that kids can sign up for. We mostly, we deal with what we teach in our courses here that relate to those different competition categories.
How did Chippewa Falls senior Quentin Felsky get involved with Skills USA?
Well, in my freshman and sophomore years, I got put in a couple of classes with Tim and Mr. Anderson, and that's when I started doing like CAD for the first time and 3D printing, and I discovered I really had a passion for it. And so from then, they invited me to join the club and come compete, and the first time I did it, I decided I really enjoyed it because of all the real world experience I gained from it. And I've been doing it ever since.
Quinton tells us about the challenge they're working on for this year's competition.
We have to create a rubber band car out of completely 3D printed materials, so we can't use glue or anything. So we've been working on that for the past few days, coming up with the design, testing prototypes, and figuring out what we're going to present at State. And then once we get to State, we'll compete with probably 15 other teams who have created their own completely unique rubber band cars, and we'll compete in multiple different ways between presenting our design and engineering process. We'll present how far our cars can go.
Jahi Jr. Aubrey Truscott tells us how long she's been involved with Skills USA.
I started my sophomore year, and that's when I started being partners with Clinton for additive manufacturing. And we ended up doing really good at State, and we gave a really good presentation. We made a gumball machine because the challenge last year was to make a kinematic assembly, and so we decided to make a gumball machine just to show the mechanics. And then we won State and ended up going to Nationals in Georgia, which was really cool. And that was just to design, like redesign a product was Nationals, which it was really fun. And then this year I'm doing architectural drafting, which is the first time I've ever done it, and I just learned how to architectural draft, so I thought it would be a good idea, since I'm in the class, to try and compete with it.
Aubrey says the challenge she's been given for this week's skills competition,
to basically recreate a group of drawings. So, like, they're just going to give me a blueprint of a house, and then I'm going to recreate that on Revit with all the same dimensions and the same type of, like, roofing or doors and windows with all the exact measurements.
I can kind of add to that, Mark, because I've done a lot with architectural drafting. We've had two students win it in the past. So with architectural drafting, the students, that's what's kind of unique about this program. You really don't know what they're going to give you until the competition day. So in some competitions, it's that day they learn about it. Now, with the additive manufacturing, since they have to make a prototype prior to getting there, they were given the problem at hand with the rubber band car. However, Aubrey, it differs with that architectural. They may have her create come up with a design, and then use her drafting skills to, you know, put that on the computer and model it. And we use three-dimensional modeling to do that. Aubrey mentioned about Revit software. That's just a brand name software that we use, that we create. It's what most architecture engineers are using nowadays. But pretty much as she said, a lot of times they'll give her just for example, on the internet, somebody wants to build a new home. They look in, they pull a model out. And on that internet, there's no details really, except for just how many bedrooms it is and what the layout is. Well, Aubrey will have to take that and actually complete a working set of drawings modeling that house, so that when it's done, it'll be a three-dimensional house with all the drawings that go with it that could possibly build it.
Aubrey says,
we're kind of just put in a time situation too, so that's also something to think about, because it's not like you have all day to draw up a house. So you kind of just have to think about, if you're stuck on one part, you just need to move to the next.
Chai Senior Eric Andreo says he and his partner have been hard at work on their rubber band car for this week.
We got the details about a week ago, and we've been drawing up prototypes and getting our engineering notebooks together, really just going through the overall design process. And we're finally getting some prototypes 3D printed, and it's looking pretty good so far.
Now, how long have you been involved with Skills USA?
So my sophomore year, I took Mr. Pometlow's Intro to CAD class, and that's when I kind of got started. He invited me to come and participate in one of the regional events, and I started out doing a team engineering challenge with a few of my friends, and that's where it kind of started. And then from there, I decided to get involved in this additive manufacturing challenge, which I've really enjoyed. It really is a lot more involved, and you get to really engineer something from the ground up. So, yeah.
Finally, I asked each of the Chi-High students participating in Skills USA this week if it's had any impact on their post-high school plans. Senior Eric Andreo.
I feel like this has really given me a lot of starting experience and that type of stuff, just learning how those processes work and, you know, just getting a feel for that. So, yeah, I feel like it's really started to prepare me for my future in that way.
How about junior Aubrey Truscott?
I have no clue yet what I want to be just because there's a lot of options in the, like, manufacturing world. But right when I started these classes, I really enjoyed them more than any of, like, the other, like, human services classes or medical classes. So I was really looking into manufacturing, but then I've taken architecture, and I've really started to like that. So I just think Fields is just helping me figure out what I want to be.
Finally, Quentin, in terms of what are your plans beyond high school, and how is Skills USA affecting any of that?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be attending University of Minnesota Twin Cities. And for the longest time, I wanted to do computer science just because that's the thing I really had the most experience with. But Skills USA has kind of opened my eyes to like engineering, like mechanical engineering. And so I've kind of changed my mind, and I am either going to double major in computer science and mechanical engineering or just go for straight up mechanical engineering because of how much I've enjoyed Skills USA and competing.
And finally, we'll give Chi-High Skills Advisor Tim Pimentlo the final word.
Thank you for doing that, too, because I think, you know, here at Chi-High, we, with this new Fab Lab that we have, it's just incredible. We put it in about, I think it's about 7 years ago with a referendum, and it's used by all of our courses and the kids in the school, and it's really preparing them for college and careers in the future because of, you know, what they're being. We've probably got as good a facility as most colleges have here at Chi-High, and that's a testament to the school district and to the taxpayers who voted that. Put this in.
That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. As we began focusing on Tuesday's spring election, primarily the state Supreme Court race. We also heard from the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, as well as one of the two candidates for state Supreme Court, Brad Schimmel, and also putting the spotlight on Skills USA Wisconsin. And the advisor to that at Chippewa Falls High School, Tim Pimentlo, as well as seniors, Quentin Felsky and Eric Andreo and junior Aubrey Truscott. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.